but I was just trying, James, to become a bit concrete as we're discussing learning anytime, anywhere in this completely fluid system. So what we're saying is the free exchange of understanding and judgments about learning have to be part of the system, and the world reference label is one way to proceed. World reference tool is one way to proceed with this.
Yeah, so let's be practical. Digital credentials is something that I suppose is a good practical example that is starting to push the boundaries, and many universities are starting to use it. I actually, when I prepared for our discussion today, I picked up an article from Australia. The topic of the title is micro-credentialing as a sustainable way for universities in Australia. Just as an example, so there's a lot of discussion at university level around micro-credentials. And so that would be a practical kind of way of thinking about what's happening. The World Reference Levels links to that, because through the World Reference Levels, one tries to look at these new forms of learning through a lens of what is the level of the learning, and also how does it link to particular jobs. So, I mean, yes, so short answers, I think the World Reference is a nice practical example, link it to digital credentials, and we've got something that's happening now. That's not even a future discussion.